Today on Rediscovered Radio, a return to the 1970s, when four students were killed on the Kent State University campus by National Guard troops as they protested America's involvement in the Vietnam War. It was one of the most memorable events of the late 20th century, and the shooting set off a series of other events. It changed Americans' views about staying in the war, and it likely changed how the U.S. government would handle future mass protests. Community Voices producer Steve McQueen has this story from the WYSO archives.
5 years after the shooting, the Kent State University Board of Trustees announced plans to build an annex to a gym near the site of the shootings. But many people complained that the annex would cover over a major portion of the site where the famous events of 1970 took place. In the summer of 1977, while many students were away from campus, bulldozers showed up to start construction. Thousands of people came to protest, and about 60 students immediately began to camp out in the place where the annex was to be built. They would soon be joined by many others. The protest became known as Blanket Hill.
We got national attention on a regular basis, and people came from all over. We had a number of students coming up from Antioch. We had students from Madison. We had students from California. We had students from New York, you know, all over to come and join us. And they basically lived with us. You know, we had our tents pitched on the hill.
Bill Marvin is a professor of philosophy at the University of Dayton. He attended Kent State at the time of the Blanket Hill protest. The tent city lasted for months, mainly because there were so many legal efforts attempting to stop construction. For example, Joyce Quirk, a member of the Board of Trustees, requested a United States Department of Interior study to determine whether the site of the Kent State shootings could be considered a national historical landmark. A WYSO reporter interviewed a person who worked for the Department of Interior, identified on this tape as Mr. Coleman, and he states,
criteria generally are that the site has to be significantly involved with the history of the country and with some important development. And if it's associated with something within the previous 50 years, it generally is not considered qualified for National Historic Landmark status unless it is associated with persons or events of transcendent significance.
What does transcendent significance mean?
Well, that's a very good question.
Yeah, that was part of it, to make that a historical landmark. And you're right, you know, 7 years after, it's a tough sell. But it's undeniable that the shootings in 1970 and the reactions across the country, you know, that was history. And that was one of the turning points in the Vietnam War. The war was lost as far as the home front was concerned.
The president of Kent State at the time filed a trespassing charge against the protesters, and in response, on July 12, 1977, 193 people locked arms and refused to move from Blanket Hill. Bill Marvin remembers.
Even though I was kind of a wiry, about 160 pounds at the time, it took four police to carry me off because I made sure to make myself appear heavy and resist.
All right, yesterday at Kent State, that was one of the songs that the people that were outside the perimeter that wasn't covered by the injunction were singing. It took them about 2 hours to drag away 200 people.
It took a long time for Kent State to recognize the significance of the tragedy that occurred there so many years ago. Though there are few memorials to express what happened on May 4th, 1970, it is now impossible to recreate the scene without explaining the annex, the extended parking lot, and the lack of Blanket Hill where they were built. I asked Bill Marvin if justice or even a resemblance of justice occurred for the students for either protest. He thought for a second and then left me with this.
I just want people to remember. You know, that's the memorial. People remember and try not to repeat the mistakes of history again. We're in our 60s. You know, we're still into social justice. We're still into ecology. And I think if the fitting, you know, the real fitting tribute to that is if we stop fighting, you know, unwarranted wars. We take care of the planet. You know, we have social justice. We have total civil rights and recognize human beings for being human. That would be the true tribute. And I think given the world as it is, that people are still working for it and haven't given up after all these years, you know, that's the kind of thing I like to see. You know, stand up to misused power.
It's one of the many, and we've had. had plenty. I don't want more.
For Rediscover Radio, I'm Community Voices producer Steve McQueen.
No more genocide in my name.